In the name of the God whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is forever, Hajj is the act of worship which primarily revolves around a number of shire religious symbols. We've already talked about Talbiyah, we've talked about Ihram, we've talked about Baitullah, we've talked about Hajar Aswad, and we have also discussed Tawaf. After doing Tawaf, somebody who is doing Hajj of lesser degree, which is called Umrah, he goes for Sa'i. Sa'i is actually an effort undertaken by a Haji from Safa to Marwa, which are two small hills next to the Kaaba, seven times. It is done in a manner that the Haji is walking swiftly, and at times he is also kind of jogging. And the idea is that these were the places, that was the spot where Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he decided after having experienced a dream from the Almighty, that he is getting an indication that his son Ismail alayhi salam is to be sacrificed, he took him in his lap and ran from Safa to Marwa seven times. And that is exactly what we Hajis also do. In a way, commemorating the great event when a servant of God, Ibrahim alayhi salam, found himself completely prepared to sacrifice the life of his son for the sake of the Almighty. It ultimately turned out that the Almighty didn't want the son to actually be killed and sacrificed, and therefore the great gesture, spirit of sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam got acknowledged on the one hand, and Ismail alayhi salam was rescued, and in his place a lamb was placed who was sacrificed, and that sacrifice is remembered and commemorated by the Muslims from then on for all times to come. After having done the Sa'i, the Umrah comes to an end, and the Hajj, which begins on the 8th of Zulhajj, is awaited. And when Hajj begins, all Hajis, they take on Ihram once again. Of course, when the Umrah comes to an end, then the Ihram is taken off and the Hajis come to their normal pattern of behavior. On the 8th of the Zulhajj, all Hajis are to be in Mina, which is a place, a hilly area with no plantation at all, close to to Mecca. And there the Hajis go for encampment. The idea is that they have all come to the house of God from far-flung areas for the purpose of getting involved in the jihad, the war against the enemy, the ultimate enemy, Satan. And these soldiers are getting assembled in Mina. Hajis do not do anything in particular over there on the 8th of Zulhajj, except for praying and except for eagerly awaiting the battle with the enemy, which is what the soldiers normally do in jihad. They don't fight in the entire complete journey. There is a point, there is a time when they just wait for the occasion to occur. On the 9th of Zulhajj, the Hajis move to Arafat, which is a plain a few kilometers from Mina, where the great grand assembly of all Hajis takes place. There, the Muslims listen to the sermon of their leader of prayers, the Khatib. They say their prayers, Zuhr and Asr, together. That is what the Almighty has allowed Muslims to do in a state of war, in a state of emergency, and if they want to avail, in a state of journey. So because Hajj is actually symbolizing jihad, the Hajis are required to say their two prayers together. It is a place which is actually an alternative to the house of Allah, where all Muslims assemble and pray to the Almighty, express themselves, and in particular ask for his help in their great effort and jihad that they are about to undertake against Satan in the next few days. It is an occasion when the Muslims are required to pray right from the time they end their Zuhr and Asr prayers till the sunset, of course in accordance with their potential and abilities. The Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, is reported to have prayed almost all throughout that period of quite a few hours. And that is, of course, an occasion to seek help from God Almighty in whatever legitimate things he needs to be asked to help and come to the rescue of the one who is praying. After the sun sets, the Muslims do not say their Maghrib prayer, which they were otherwise ordinarily used to be doing. And they all move towards Muzdalfa, which is another spot close to Mina, which marks the beginning of the sacred city of Mecca. In Muzdalfa, the Hajis, they assemble. Of course, it takes different time spans for different Hajis to do so. But they all say their Maghrib and Isha prayer together there as well, because don't forget that they are still in a state of jihad. And it is, of course, a journey which was meant to be undertaken for the same purpose. In Muzdalfa, they say their prayers and then they go to sleep, because they're already very tired for the kind of hectic worship exercise that they had done in Arafat. They do collect pebbles in Muzdalfa for the jihad that they were to undertake. They are to undertake in the next few days. When they get up in the morning, they say their Fajr prayer, and they again pray to the Almighty as they did in Arafat, but this time round it's a much shorter, briefer prayer. After they leave Muzdalfa, they move back to Mina, where this journey had started from. And in Mina, what they do is that they go and they throw pebbles at Satan. They get their animal sacrificed, and then they get their heads shaved off, and thereafter they are allowed to put off their uniform of ihram and come in their normal dress that they were wearing. The next 2 or 3 days, we are talking about now the 10th of Dhul-Hajj, when the entire Muslim Ummah is celebrating Eid al-Adha. We're talking about 11th of Dhul-Hajj and 12th of Dhul-Hajj, when the Hajis, they remain in Mina and they encamp over there. And there is a possibility for some of them, if they want to continue to stay there, for the 13th of Dhul-Hajj as well. Now, these are the occasions when all Hajis are assembled in Mina. Every day they go and they throw pebbles at the three Satans, the Jamarat, which symbolize the presence of Satan, where they throw stones, pebbles at them and undertake jihad. During this while, they also avail the occasion of at least once going to the house of Allah to perform tawaf. And this, of course, is the occasion when the house of Allah is directly involved in the process of Hajj after they had done Umrah. Because Umrah is a worship which is not necessarily linked with Hajj. People can do Umrah in a journey of Hajj, or they may not do it. But in the case of Hajj, it begins from the 8th of Dhul-Hajj and it ends in the 12th or the 13th of Dhul-Hajj. During this while, at least once from 10th to 12th of Dhul-Hajj, the Hajis must go to the house of Allah and do tawaf. And if they feel like, they can also do sa'i, which of course is not binding and compulsory. Now, there are quite a few symbols, shire, which are involved in these 12, in these 2 or 3 days. One of them is the throwing of pebbles at Satan. The idea is that the Muslims show their inclination to function, to struggle against Satan and what Satan stands for. That is the fight against the evil, fight against the devil. That is what the Muslims must always do. And of course, that is the climax of Hajj, because Hajj, after all, is a jihad against Satan and what it stands for. So that the Hajis do it, and they ought to do it in the right spirit, so that they have in their minds a clear understanding that now they are throwing stones and pebbles at the symbolic presence of Satan, and tomorrow, in the future, they are going to actually work against Satan and his ways. So the entire Hajj is actually the reminder of such an act of worship. May the Almighty enable us to ensure that we do Hajj properly and to continue to live in the spirit of Hajj even in the times after it has been done.